Verizon, our town, solving Dallas-Fort Worth sports problems every day on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I got to tell you, I don't like the way this Rangers season's going. They've already lost one. 6-4.
This team is done.
I don't like the way this is happening. 6-4, loss to the Royals.
Well, it is 5-10. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. We're at Star Power today in North Dallas. The High Definition Expo 2005, nationally acclaimed, is about to get underway tomorrow. They have shut down their other store. All the sales guys from that store will be up here, and they will be looking hard at getting you into high definition if you're not into it already. Manufacturers, representatives from all the outfits like Sony and JVC and all the rest of them will be out here on site. This is the time to get a great deal on all this stuff.
Might as well get an HDTV now, because in a couple years, you got to have them.
That's right.
So you jump on board now.
Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by the Metropolitan Downtown Tavern. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality who's all ready to pull the trigger on that So Smitten package. Here's Cobra.
He told me he could trust me more than that snake of a business partner.
You, Mike? Well, the big news came down yesterday on our show at about 6:50.
I broke it.
You did. Greg Williams, E-News correspondent, broke the story. We didn't have time to talk about it, unfortunately, but Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen are done. She filed for divorce yesterday after 3 years of marriage. And here's the ballsy part. She files for divorce 6 months pregnant.
That's a ballsy move on his part. Knock her up, then...
Well, it's not, he didn't file, she did, is what I'm saying. How many women file for divorce when they're 6 months pregnant?
Bitch. Not enough.
I swear to God, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of a pregnant woman filing for divorce, whether it be celebrity or, you know, just the small people of the world.
She just probably couldn't live with that nut anymore. Couldn't take it.
He probably kept running Ginger Lynn in there.
He was just on Conan the other night, like a couple of weeks ago, just talking about his marriage and how great Denise was.
Well, the rumors have been flying for a couple of months in the Hollywood circles, but their publicists have been saying, no, they're fine, they're fine. Why does everybody have to speak to a publicist?
I'm getting one.
You know what? I am too. I'm going to do E-News through my publicist.
Snake.
Thank you. She cites irreconcilable differences for the split. You would think he's cheating on her? Or you think he's just had it and he's just tired of talking to her and looking at her across the dinner table every night and tired of taking care of the kids? And
maybe both. Maybe all of that.
Because she wants full custody of both kids.
He probably goes, fine. I can go back to my whoring ways.
And will he go back to his whoring ways?
Of course he will.
He probably never stopped them.
You know, once you're a whore like that, is it really hard to stop?
Yes. What I hear.
Like Warren Beatty.
Well, I don't know. Was it for you?
I've never stopped either. But guys like Warren Beatty, legendary Hollywood guys.
Getting it back up and going again.
Boy, call me when you do, man. We'll be high-fiving all the way
up
to the bank. But, you know, Warren Beatty and Nicholson, I mean, Nicholson's never given it up. Warren Beatty has. You know, he's had...
Or has he?
No, he has. There's no question, because you know what? She wouldn't put up with it. Annette Bening's one of those...
She wouldn't put up with it.
One of those really strong, independent, stern women who... She doesn't need guys like that. You know what? If he's cheating on her, fine. Get the hell out. She'll do just fine on her own.
She's beautiful.
I like her.
I do, too.
She's got a very Ashley Judd quality to her that I respect.
She's a bitch.
Mike.
Lord, Mike.
And you know one thing good about her?
What's that?
You know, she doesn't look all fake like Melanie Griffith, and she's on record as saying, you know what, I'm never having any plastic surgery.
You know what, she looks like a woman who's who's 48 years old.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah, and not that bad.
She needs plastic surgery.
No, she doesn't.
Where she can look like an alien like Melanie Griffith.
What kind of plastic surgery does she need?
Well, let's start with implants.
She doesn't need them. She's got great boobies.
Are you a proponent of...
Jugs.
Of the 50-something woman getting implants?
That's what they want to do.
Are you a proponent?
If that's what they want to do, that's fine with me.
You would support it?
Yes.
I think he's trying to plant the seed.
I do too, man.
What do you mean trying to plant the seed?
To get your wife like triple Fs?
Right.
Get her some
Wendy Whoppers.
Is that a porn
God,
star
Michael.
Name?
Yeah.
Wendy Whoppers.
She's got those gigantic freaking
melons.
Hippity hop cans.
God, Michael.
You ought to try that. Record it, too, when you ask her.
Right.
We need everything recorded nowadays.
So all right.
So they split. Also, a young breakup has happened in Hollywood as Katie Holmes and TCU's own Chris Klein have called off their engagement.
He went there like one semester.
Went there a full year. He's TCU's own.
Now, who is that?
Katie Holmes? What show is she on?
Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
Dawson's Creek.
Didn't she play Kimberly? Oh,
I think she did.
Huh.
Interesting.
Tonight, on the series finale
of Dawson's Creek.
Dawson, we only have an hour left. I want you to have these sentimental, priceless items.
Awesome! I'd love to have your football card collection and your grandma's snuff box. This is the greatest day of my life!
I don't think you get it, Dawson. I'm giving away prized possessions at a very, very difficult time in my life.
Oh, now I get it, Kimberly. And thanks a lot. I love my gifts. It's like Christmas, only it's un-Christmas.
Let me spell it out for you, Dawson. I'm depressed, I'm lonely, and you're my only friend. My life is at a low point right now.
Listen, Kimberly, I do understand. Hey, how much you think this Johnny Unitas card is worth? I need some beer.
Dawson, forget it. I'm taking sleeping pills as we speak. This is it.
Yeah, you're right. Walter Payton's rookie card is awesome. Kimberly, are you napping? Perfect.
There's Katie Holmes in Dawson's Creek.
That is some of the funniest stuff that's ever aired. Right, Mike?
No, not really.
God. The heck
so
was
they're
that?
Done. Katie Holmes.
Boy,
and Chris
what was
Klein.
That? And how clean was it?
Barry, we'll need that.
Well, who is Kevin Klein?
Chris Klein.
Chris Klein.
He's one of the American Pie stars. He's a well-known.
He's a guy that had, had his 15 minutes and now he doesn't.
No, he's a good actor.
Is
he?
He is not a. He's a meathead.
He's a TCU guy. Would you cut him some slack?
He went.
Are you trying
to
be the most famous TCU guy?
No, but if you don't have a degree from there, you're not a TCU guy.
All right.
That's how it works.
Okay. Huh. Ellen DeGeneres. This is scary. She had to back out of hosting a cancer benefit honoring Lance Armstrong because of her own health scare.
Uh-oh.
Supposedly, she had to have a biopsy because they had to remove some polyps from her cervix.
That just sounds painful.
So did they call in Felicity to do that?
No, they didn't. I didn't know that lesbians had a cervix.
Well, what do you think they had?
What is wrong
idiot?
With you? Stop saying that word.
You said lesy the other day. Wait, no. That was just a rumor. That's not even true.
You know, you need to start editing yourself.
Good God.
What are you looking at me for?
I hope somebody got that.
I did.
I hope they didn't.
No, I did. I had to.
Good. Did you dump that?
Of course.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry, America.
Snake.
Thank you. Bobby Fischer, the noted chess player, has not paid taxes since 1976.
Which is right.
He might owe the government some money.
He's trying to find sanctuary in Iceland, and he's a millionaire. I mean, Bobby Fischer is worth a lot of money. You guys
playing chess?
Yes.
There's money in chess? Seems like there would be if you could hustle somebody, but if you're Bobby Fischer, it's probably hard to get a game.
Yeah, he's very rich.
More money in chess or jugs?
Jugs.
More There's money. More money in jugs than
chess.
God.
That was my next question.
So let's see. On the pecking order, it's going up from the bottom. It's what?
It's God, chess, and jugs.
Okay.
That's great, Corby.
No. It's chess, then God, then jugs.
Well, now, how do you know there's more money in God than chess?
Look at Robert Tilton. Look at Dr. Gene Scott.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan has admitted to marijuana use. She says,
really?
I'm not going to deny the fact that I've tried it. I hated it, though. I'll never do it again. But she does say that she will never try cocaine because she's seen what it's done to her father. She says, I've seen how it messes with families, and you know, it F's your life up. She's also said that her father has no right to one penny of her fortune, even though that she was making money back when she was a minor, and technically you could probably scam some of that cash out of your kiddo. But she says, he didn't do anything for my career except go out and not come home at night. So I don't think he deserves anything. He doesn't even deserve my respect.
That's a hot sports opinion.
Yeah.
But then he did threaten to kill her, didn't he? And
yeah.
Everybody else in the family?
She gives her mother $6 to $7 million a year. That's the payout that she gives her mom, and he says he's entitled to half of that. Isn't that sad when you're sponging off your kiddo?
You know what? There's probably a lawyer or a judge that'll agree with her, with him.
Yeah. How?
They're married. And
are they
property?
Are they still married?
Well, she filed for divorce.
Well, there was a point they were. And if she was getting that money, then he's probably entitled to half of it.
She also says in a new magazine interview, she says she answered questions about two things that people are very interested in. One,
her boobs.
Two, her partying ways. Here's her answer on her boobs. She says, well, I'm young, which she is, 18 years old. She says, I only got my boobs like a year and a half ago, so of course they're going to look good. And yes, I love them.
Well, so do I.
You believe
we all
that?
Do.
Yeah, they're real.
You think they sprouted
last
year?
Sure. I don't care.
I think she's admitting that she had a boob job.
No, she said they just sprouted.
Like
she's denied that.
Yeah, reach.
Well, of course. You know,
I don't think so. That's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds to me like I got my boobs last year.
That means, they grew last year. They grew. They were bought last year.
Yeah, look at them. I mean, look at some.
She's not admitting to it. Matter of fact, it says right before it, her rapid physical maturity.
Well, then that interviewer did a very poor job of asking questions then.
No, I think it's the e-newser did a really poor job of translating the story.
I'm young and I only got my boobs like a year and a half ago, so of course they're going to look good. Meaning that they grew a year and a half ago. I don't know how else to...
I think she's had a boob job.
Well, I think she has too, but she's denying it. And then...
Well, you know what? Mark McGuire's denying and Barry Bonds denying they do steroids.
Yeah, but she's 18, man.
Well, you know what?
Boobs
she's in Hollywood,
illegal.
Too, and she's a movie star. And a celebrity.
She's 18 going on 45.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
What'd she say about her partying ways?
She says, of course I go to clubs. And yes, sometimes I dance on the table. And if I hang out with Paris Hilton, I don't think that's a bad thing. She's a nice girl.
Yeah, she got the video to prove it.
I saw on the Observer, someone had a funny line. I don't know what the story was about, but it was something about Paris Hilton. And they were like, would you please stop showing us your boobs? We see them more than we see our wives. Which is
and
true.
And that got you going, huh?
Yes, it did.
That's good stuff.
Yes, it did.
Oh, boy, this has been a crappy E-News. Can we go?
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Well, we're not really going, are we? I mean, there's got to be something to pull this thing out.
Nope, Danny just dug it in the ditch.
Wow.
I have five more stories, if you'd like to hear them.
Well, what are they on?
It's 5:30.
I'm not telling you.
I just got our ticker on time report, and we did terribly.
Not telling you what they are, because Danny ruined E-News.
Well, just... Hey, sports fans, Giorgio here. Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show, we'll be out the tribute for the Volvo Golf Tournament, and we'll have the emergency break of the week at 7:50. So wake up early with us, Dunham and Miller Show, 5:30 to 10.